From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. Students are speaking out after a 10th grader recorded a video of Broward Sheriff's deputies pepper spraying, tackling, and punching a teen while responding to a call yesterday afternoon near J.P. Taravella High School. NBC 6 Channel 6 News reports deputies were called to an after-school hangout in Tamarack and McDonald's after a crowd had formed. The footage shows two white deputies pepper spraying one boy and slamming his head into the pavement multiple times. The beaten teen, who is black, was in handcuffs and bleeding when he was taken away in an ambulance. BSO Public Information Office Director Vita Coleman Wright says two teens were arrested after the incident. She says one faces a single count of trespassing and the other faces two counts for assault and resisting an officer.
Investigators will be looking at the video that has been going around on social media, as well as body-worn camera video, and investigating every aspect of the incident.
This morning, Broward County School Board member Rosalind Osgood tweeted her belief that the deputy's actions in the video were unacceptable and that BSO should remove them from duty. And over 2 years after the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport shooting that killed five people and wounded six others, those who survived are suing Delta Airlines and the airport security company. The Sun Sentinel reports two new suits were filed last week against Delta and Allied Barton Security Services. They claim Delta should have treated the gunman's travel more suspiciously and that he was easily allowed to pick up his gun at the baggage claim area. The suits also state that during the shooting there were no sheriff's deputies in the baggage area. This is WLRN News. I'm Lily Oppenheimer.